Today we're talking about friendship breakups.
Oh my God.
And I love this because Sarah and I have very different experiences.
Like opposite experiences.
Complete opposite. I did to my friend what you experienced.
You broke up with somebody. You broke up with your friends, and I had my friends break up with me.
Yeah. I broke up with a couple friends.
And I had a couple friends break up with me.
So. Oh. It's like, I just love how we like have total different perspectives on this.
Yes.
But maybe my experience will give you a little perspective. I don't know, but I don't know the whole story, but I'm really curious to hear this.
Oh God. Do we get into the whole story stuff? Because that's going to be a long episode.
Well, give us the gist, you know.
Oh my God.
The Reader's Digest version. Okay, so like we said, I broke up with friends and you got broken up with, and I just feel like sometimes relationships aren't meant to be forever. Your situation was with a childhood friend. I had like a friend that was really close to me that we'd been friends for a few years, and then one was like a high school, like late middle school friend. So it wasn't like full childhood, but it was a long time friend. I don't know, I just kind of felt like it was time to move on. Yeah, I mean, like, there's more to it, but are we ready? Are we diving in right now?
You were diving in, because I mean, we gotta tell them what they came here for. We're talking about friendship breakups, you guys. That's the title of this episode.
So. Okay, so let's dive into it.
Yeah, spill the tea, sis.
Well, the first one, I mean.
Oh God.
So the first one was this friend that I had, and I met her a little bit later in life, like a college friend. But I kind of felt like there were a lot of situations where I just felt like I had to act a certain way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I felt like I was always on my best behavior, if that makes sense. Or I just felt like I was...
Yeah, but that's like very toxic because you're not really being yourself.
Yeah. There was a situation, I'll never forget this, and this was one of the last straws for me. We were out to dinner. And we were at Chewy's, and I like Chewy's.
I love Chewy's. They have the best salsas.
But anyway, we were eating, and I'm enjoying my food. And like, out of nowhere, she was like, I know you're not about to eat all that.
What?
And you remember when
that's
we were at Carbone.
So rude.
When we were at Carbone and we were like eating, like you cleared your plate, I cleared my plate.
We got sides, like we got full servings of sides just for all of us.
Okay, the waiter was like, you know, he was saying we could share, and we're like,
no.
Sharing?
Yeah. Give me the full plate of pasta, please.
Right.
And don't try to convince me otherwise.
Right, I'm not sharing. What? And so like being able to do that with you guys was like nice. Now granted, we were in our very early 20s.
Okay.
So we were younger, like obviously we're older now, but I just remember like feeling like, are you not supposed to eat all your food when you go out to eat?
Yeah, that's super weird.
And she's, you know,
she's like projecting her insecurities onto you.
Yes. And it was like, you know, you need to get a to-go box. It's like, you do not clear your plate. And I was just like,
bro.
It just made me feel so weird.
That's so toxic.
Yeah. But I mean, we had a good relationship, but I just remember like there were too many little situations like that where I was just like, and I remember telling Jason about it, and he was like, then why are you friends with her? And I was like, you're right. Why am I?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that kind of just like makes sense as to like, I get it. So you didn't have like that much. So okay, so then how did you phase her out? Did you phase her out or did you just like cut contact?
I did. And like, I think the other thing that happened was I just like, we were good friends and I felt like I shared a lot of my life with her, like even like relationship stuff. And I don't know, I just kind of felt like, oh, I think I've let this person a little too close. And I don't know, I got kind of weirded out by that too. So there were like two different things going on in that situation. And like I said, I was very young, but I just kind of felt like, I don't know, I just wanted to move on from it. So I did, and I just kind of stopped talking. And in a way, I started having like kind of an attitude towards her.
Okay.
And kind of just made it seem like it was her issue, not mine. So it was a very immature way to handle it.
But you were in your 20s, so.
Yeah, but I don't regret it, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think it needed to happen. I don't know if I would ever revisit it. It was good for what it was.
Have you spoken to her since then, or is she kind of like out of your life completely?
No, I haven't really.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's no, like, I don't feel negatively. I don't know how she feels, but at the same time, it's been
so many
years.
You've just let it go. It is what it is.
Yeah, I let it go. But I don't know, there were too many moments of me feeling like I can't be myself. And then there was also me being very young and not knowing how to like have a friend that's really close to you that you like kind of share a lot of stuff with.
Right.
Being weirded out by that.
Right.
And just kind of pushing her away.
Okay.
Which I've been to therapy and, you know, we've resolved all of that, but.
Okay. Good
for
you.
Now that I'm in my 30s, but, you know. So, yeah, I broke up with a friend that way. And I'm sure it, like, at the time seemed kind of abrupt and rude because it kind of, maybe from her perspective, came out of nowhere because I didn't really explain how I was feeling.
Yeah.
I just kind of was like, next.
Right.
You know.
No, I mean, I get that.
Yeah.
For me, it was like completely different. And I think like both the times that have happened to me, I don't think it was necessarily like my fault. Like, of course, like there are two perspectives to every story and I'm not discrediting that. But for, okay, here's one other thing. Did you ever tell her that she made you feel a certain way or did you completely cut contact with her?
Completely cut.
Oh, okay. See, I have feelings about that.
I know.
Because I think like, okay, so I'll tell you guys my story. So my story, it's completely different because this person was like one of my oldest childhood friends. Like we were best friends since we were 10 years old. We went on a trip together to New York and it was just like a drunken night. And we were just getting like really drunk. And also at this point I'd just come off of like antibiotics that I needed to take. So like, I think it kind of like the alcohol like really got to me. And we were like leaving the bar or like one of my friends.
When was this? How many years ago?
Oh, this just happened like this September.
Oh, so recent.
So it's September 2022.
Okay, I just wanted to set the scene. Okay.
Yeah, it's very recent. So like I've known this person since we were like 10 years old. We've never had a major fight in our entire life and we've been best friends. And now I'm like 36 years old. So imagine, I've known this person for 26 years and this person's been my best friend for 26 years and we've never had a fight before that. Anyways, that happens. We're at the bar, we're drinking, we're getting drunk. And one of my other best friends, like, so we're like a group of three people and we've been best friends since like 10. We're drinking and my friend tells me, go to the bar and get another tequila shot. And I'm like, okay, well, it's like kind of like midnight, you know, like and I'm still like getting really drunk. And I go to the bar, we get a tequila shot, we take a tequila shot. As soon as we take the shot, one of my friends goes, okay, so I'm just gonna leave now and go to the hotel. And I don't know why, I think I was just like really drunk. I got really mad because I was like, why would you make me take a tequila shot and then just like leave? I don't wanna take a tequila shot at this point of the night and then just go home.
Yeah.
Cause like I wanna rage at this point.
Rage?
Yeah, like I was ragey, okay? Like I was just like.
Define ragey, pause, define ragey.
In the sense like, I just wanna party. Cause like I'm at that level of drunk where I'm just like, having a fun night. Like, you know, there was no discussion of leaving. She just takes a shot. She's like, I'm gonna go home and go to sleep. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why would you just take the shot?
I mean, at our big age of 36, if I take a shot, I'm going to sleep.
It was completely irrational of me to like get mad. And I think it was also like the antibiotics and the fact that I don't drink a lot anymore. It was just like a lot of things
happening. How mad were you?
I got mad, but I didn't like say anything. I kind of just like stormed out of the bar and they like followed me. And I just didn't want to say anything also because I was very surprised that I was feeling this way because I'm not that kind of person. Like I would just be like dramatic and like storm out of a bar. And like as soon as I stormed out, I was like confused within myself as to why I got so angry. But at this point I had like not said anything to anybody. I was just like keeping my calm. I just needed some space.
Yeah.
And they kept like following me and they're like, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? And I was just like, look, I just need my space. I need my space. I need my space. And eventually, like, I walk away from them. They finally like kind of give me some space. I walk to the end of the corner. Like at this point, we were like outside on the street. And then my friend calls me. And I flipped out. And then I went and I kind of just like said something to her that had happened like before that I never said. I kind of like held it in and I told her like how I felt in the moment. And I think she was like very like startled because it didn't have anything to do with what was happening. And she just completely just shut off. Anyways, like I apologized. I was like crying. I'm like, I'm really sorry. Like it was completely like uncalled for. I shouldn't have like said it to you that way and like whatever.
Wait, so you approached her about something that you did?
No, that's something that she had done, but I had held it in and I never said. So basically, oh my God, This is like such a long story. I feel like I have to like...
You don't have to tell me what happened, but I was just trying to make sure I understood. You approached her about something she did.
Yeah, so previously before that, we'd gone on a trip and she had said something extremely traumatic to me.
Okay.
And I was just like, okay, I'll tell you what she said.
Okay, I'm like, you gotta define traumatic. You're peeling back layers okay. here. I gotta understand.
So this is when I was like, when I had just moved to Austin, I went to see my friends in San Diego. And we were basically... just hanging out, whatever. And at that point, I was probably like the heaviest I'd been in my entire life, in my entire life. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling very insecure about my weight. And like, it was like a very like jokey conversation where I wasn't like, it was like kind of like hilarious. And I was like, I mean, if Kim Kardashian can be so hot at 40, why can't I? Yeah. And she just like looks at me and she's like, you didn't have abs when you're 20, you're not gonna have abs when you're 40. And it was like very rude in that situation yeah. because I was like, why are you being such like a
bitch?
Yeah, and like an unbeliever. Like if somebody like yeah. says it to me, like if my friend is like, oh, I want to get in the best shape of my life and I'm in my late 30s, I'll be yeah. like, you go, girl.
Rock on, yeah.
Yeah, so I just felt like very like, and at that point, that thing like just cut me like a dagger. It was like a dagger to my heart. And I never once said anything to her about it because it was just like not. And this also happened in a very public setting while we were walking home. In front of like a lot of people, like she screamed that at me. And it was just like embarrassing and it was like rude and yeah. I just didn't like that. Anyways, I kind of held it in. And then fast forward to New York, when I'm walking away, she's like running behind me. She's like holding my wrist being like, you're being dramatic. Like in front of like, cause we were on the street and like people are eating around in New York, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at that point, like I was very chill still. I said, you know what? I am being dramatic. I just need my space. Yeah. So I walk to the end of the street and then I get a missed call from her on my phone and that's when I freaked out. And I go back to her and I'm like, you did the same thing to me that you did in San Diego. You yelled at me, you embarrassed me. It was very traumatic.
Yeah.
And she shut off completely, like just stonewalled. She started stonewalling me to the point where then I'm feeling bad because yeah, it was kind of uncalled for because I just like said that, but like it was the same thing that happened. Like she yelled at me in San Diego in front of a lot of people and embarrassed me. And then she yelled at me again in New York.
Yeah.
And embarrassed me and it triggered the shit out of me basically. Then I'm feeling like really bad about it. And I'm like, oh, like maybe I shouldn't have done that, blah, blah, blah. Like just taking the blame up to myself because I kind of just wanted the situation to like de-escalate because yeah. she was like, she had like a very intense reaction. Because mm-hmm. she just would not speak to me. She just completely shut down. And I'm like crying, I'm apologizing. And like my other friend, like the one who wanted to take the tequila shot and go home, she was like fine.
Oh, it's
like,
not even that friend?
It's not even that friend.
Oh my gosh.
So it was like a whole like situation and it was a drunk situation. And I think it was just like kind of in the moment and stupid. And like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have like brought it on in like the middle of the street. But like, I just felt really triggered and I was upset
yeah,
and drunk and I said it.
Yeah.
So we go to the hotel. At this point, I'm still like profusely, I'm like literally groveling to her to let me speak, like just like apologize, like just tell me how you feel. Like I'm just saying, just tell me how you feel. Like yeah. let's talk about it. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Because in a conflict, I'm that kind of person. Like I understand that there are going to be ups and downs in a relationship and in a friendship, but it's not like a deal breaker for me unless it's like something like crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like something completely unforgivable, like you're gonna kill my mom or something. You know what yeah. I mean? And also this being like my best friend since we were 10 years old and we've never had a fight, like I think it was really intense for her to react that way. Mm-hmm. And it was intense to the point she made me feel so uncomfortable. I changed my flight for a day early and I left New York. And I haven't spoken to her since August. Like she will not talk to me.
Wow.
And I think it's just like so unjustified in my opinion because I'm like, you're not gonna give me like the decency of a conversation.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like that intense what happened. Like chill, yeah. get over yourself.
But I mean, honestly, like we said, like we've talked about this, like life is too short. Fuck her, honestly.
I mean, but I think for me, it's more like I've known you my whole life.
Yeah,
like why are you acting this way?
Yeah. That says more about her than it will ever say about you.
I 100% yeah. agree with that now. And I have apologized. And like, once I came back, like I sent her a message saying like, I understand you need your time to process things, but like, yeah. let's talk whenever you're ready. And it's just been radio silence. Like, she never wished me on my birthday. Like, my birthday was in September. Usually she's the first person that wishes me every single year, and it's been like that since we were 10.
Yeah.
So like, for me, it's just been like kind of like weird, because for me, she's like almost like a sister, you know? And like, yeah, the way I fight with my brother, it's always like, I'll be like talking to him and I'll be like, I hate you, and then we hang up, and then like 2 minutes later, he's calling me and being like, so what are you gonna have for dinner?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, you get over it, because I think also, people, this is something that I've been thinking about, maybe because I feel like what happened to me was unjustified. Not that it wasn't like 100% my fault. Like, yes, I took the blame for the part that was my fault. Mm-hmm. I apologized to her countless times that night.
Yeah.
And instead of like meeting me halfway, she just stonewalled me. And I just don't think that that's like fair. But then of course, that's my opinion, right?
Right, you only have your perspective to pull from, you know?
Exactly.
So.
And the fact that I haven't been given like the decency of a conversation even, so I'm kind of like left in the dark, like,
yeah.
Is it like bigger than what actually happened? Because
does
it doesn't—
Does she still watch your Instagram stories?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say if she does, then that says a lot too.
No, I don't think she watches my stories. But yeah. I mean, it is what it is. I think like, and then I've also realized, like you said, life is too short. If something is happening in your life and you're trying to force it and it's just like not meeting, you just gotta let it go, because maybe it's happening for a reason.
Yeah, and it's probably like you said, it's a childhood friend, so I'm sure it's like really painful, but at the same time, I think she's moved on. Don't apologize anymore, please.
I haven't apologized since that night, because I think like, I truly feel, and I definitely have a very clean conscience about this, is that I apologize for my part in it, and I wanted to meet her halfway so we could at least talk it out.
Yeah.
So like, maybe if I did something, just say it, you know what I mean? Like, not like just completely shut off, because that's just like not healthy for anybody. I do think that that's like not fair, because maybe like it was a different situation for you. For me, it's like, if it's like a good friend and you've known them for however long, I do think like it's better to just talk it out. It's a more healthier way, because like I said, there's always going to be ups and downs in a relationship.
Yeah.
And people will evolve, and people can learn from their mistakes.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to be able to give people the benefit of the doubt too. Like, maybe somebody's doing something that is like hurting you, and you haven't like said directly to them how you've been feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess like, I'm just saying like, if you've never like made it clear, you can't just like, I don't think it's fair to like completely cut somebody off, because what if you do actually communicate properly to your friend, like what it is that's bothering you? And if they actually, then if they're like a bitch or like they just don't give a fuck, then yeah, cut them off.
Yeah.
But I do think you should be able to give somebody like the benefit of the doubt, you know, like at least let them fix it. And if it's not getting fixed, then you know you have your answer.
Yeah.
But I think like ruthlessly cutting somebody off, I don't think should be like, I'm not saying this is like in every situation, but I would say if like you value your friendship, you value this person, or they've just been in your life for a long time and you're still like really close with them, like I do think it is a much healthier way just to like talk it through and give them a chance, because I wholeheartedly believe that people can evolve and learn from their mistakes.
No, totally. But I also think like it might have been a relationship that you maybe couldn't see your life without and really valued, but it might have been different feelings for the other person.
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah. Because like for me, you know, I have relationships where I would be okay, you know, if I never talked to that person again. Not really anymore. I think I've let all those
I mean, but every situation is different.
Yeah.
So you have to obviously evaluate every situation if you really want that friend in your life and you want to give them a chance.
Yeah.
I just think a more compassionate way, because not everybody's a mind reader. You know what I mean? I think people also assume or expect a lot from people, but like, you're not a mind reader. You literally have no idea what somebody's saying to you. I think communication is always like the healthier way of like solving a problem.
Yeah.
Because also I do think like friendships, especially if you have like a good friend and they've like made you feel good for like majority of your life, like that kind of stuff is really hard to find. So like, I definitely now, because of what's happened, I've become more, I think these are things that I've just like kind of like been thinking about myself as how I want to approach friendships. And also, I do think I want to surround myself with people that actually handle conflict the way I do, because I think it's a healthier way of dealing with it. Like, I'm a human, I make mistakes, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying that I didn't have a part in making my friend upset.
Yeah.
But I apologized, and she should, like, I do think if I was in her shoes and that happened to me, like, I wouldn't deal with it the way she dealt with it necessarily. Yeah. I would deal with it with a little bit more compassion and understanding.
Yeah. And I think, you know, maybe one day she will.
So I guess this leads us more to like a more philosophical question. Do you think breakups with like a lover hurt more than breakups with friends?
Ooh, I don't know. I think it depends on the relationship. Mm-hmm. I would probably say that a lover, depending on how long you've been together, would probably hurt more. But if it's been a childhood friend, then it's someone you've confided in.
Yeah.
It just depends on the dynamics of the relationship.
Yeah. For some reason, for me, I think a friendship breakup definitely like affects you more and hurts you more, because you start like literally questioning your entire like who are Sarah, you type of person.
Are you telling me that if Rami broke up with you today, you would be more heartbroken over this friend than Rami?
No, like, here's the thing, because no, not Rami. I'm saying like,
that's
like
your
a
lover.
Boyfriend. Like a boyfriend.
Okay.
So of
like,
course,
you got one lover,
divorce is like a whole other thing. Like, yes, okay. A divorce would definitely like kill you, I think. But I think like with a friendship breakup versus like a boyfriend, I do think like, in my opinion, I think it would hurt a little bit more, because you don't expect your friends to just like leave you and ghost you.
Yeah.
But you somehow like expect it in the back of your mind. It's like a very like subconscious thing.
Yeah.
Guys, you're like, okay, there's like a possibility that it could happen, right? Like, if you're not married to somebody, but you're just in a relationship with them, like you probably have that kind of in the back of your mind, like maybe one day it could happen, right?
Yeah.
But you don't expect that from like one of your best friends or like people that you've known like your whole life or something. I think that definitely like startles you, I personally think, more than.
Yeah. If it was like a casual like dating relationship, I could see that.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously you're pro having honest conversations
versus
ghosting.
Yes, I am not pro ghosting. I think it's really fucked up. I think people should stop doing that. Even on like apps, unless that person's like a creep or something, like come on, just like have the decency and the balls to just tell somebody like, I don't want to.
That's what,
date
honestly,
you
we
for
have
whatever,
a friend right now who, like, he just recently went through a divorce, but he had ghosted a couple of girls and then he got ghosted.
Oh my God.
And you know, was kind of in his feelings about it. And like, well, that's how it feels.
Yeah, but apparently, like, ghosting is like a full thing now. Like, people just do it.
It's kind of strange. Now, I
don't think
ghosting,
it's justified.
I did my ghosting in my early days, but at this point in my life, I'd probably just tell you, like, honestly, I did have a conversation with one of my friends, like, when we did break up. She actually called me because I wrote, like, a blog post about how I was feeling about something, and I never mentioned her. It was just mm-hmm. kind of like a generic situation, and I was talking about how I felt about being referred to as a black friend.
Oh, wow.
And I had a blog post about it because I knew, like, a lot of like women who follow me had also been in those types of situations when you're like the minority and you're the only black person in your mm-hmm. class. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like what everyone's labeled as, like, oh, that's my black friend, you know? So I wrote a blog post about it, and I remember she like confronted me about it because she knew it was about her, but I never like
directly said it.
Yeah. It was a very like generic post about mm-hmm. how I was feeling. And we had like a conversation, and she's like, you know, we were best friends. And I'm like, yeah, but you know, that's how I was feeling.
Yeah.
And like, we've obviously moved on and we're no longer like super close anymore, but she called me, but we still had the conversation.
Right.
You know, it's just like,
sometimes you just have to have the conversation to break up. I'm not saying you shouldn't like break up with somebody if like they're making you feel a certain way, but I do think like, especially like you said, like you were there for like monumental times in her life, or like if you were there for like her child's birth or whatever, like it makes sense. I think you owe that person a conversation.
Yeah, and we had it, and I think we both just like moved on from it, you know? And I think like
it's a mutual understanding, like, okay, well, maybe whatever this isn't working for us anymore, and like I'm not getting from you what I want, and vice versa, so let's
And it wasn't like an angry thing. I don't think she meant anything by it. I think it was just kind of like the culture of where we were and like age and all of that. But I just kind of like, I've had that situation where, you know, you have the conversation and you're just like,
yeah, just like let it go.
You're done with it, you know? Yeah. So ghosting at this stage of my life, probably no. Having honest conversations. If I like you enough, I'll have an honest conversation. I
might just be exactly. Like, give them a chance.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say.
No ghosting.
I want a chance too, but anyways.
Okay, so how do you feel now you've gone through this like friendship breakup? Like, where's your head at? Do you want it to be repaired, or are you kind of at a space in your life where you're like, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, I'm okay.
I think I would want to have a conversation. I think I'm very comfortable with having uncomfortable conversations. If anything, like teach me something about myself, teach me something about the person, teach me something about the situation. It'll be like a good life lesson.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely very open to it. I never had like any kind of animosity towards her from the beginning.
Yeah.
It was just something that kind of I had in my heart and I just said it maybe at an inappropriate time, but it never came from like a place of malice in my heart. So I've never like held on to that, and I've never been like, oh, well, you ghosted me and I'm not talking to you and you're a bitch, blah, blah, blah. I would like if there's, either we move on or we don't, but I do think like there would definitely have to be like a redefinition of our friendship. I do think that, like, obviously, like, I can't have, like, one of my best friends just, like, ghosting me every time, like, she's mad at me, because, like...
Yeah.
And this was also, like, our first fight, so I'm like, what? Like, this
That's
is
so... interesting.
This is so, like, stupid.
But you guys have been friends for a long time. You've never had a disagreement about anything?
Yeah, we have, but it's never been, like...
To where you stopped talking.
Yeah, like, escalated to this point where I haven't heard from her in 6 months.
Yeah.
So it's super like weird, right?
Yeah, but that's
and
totally
yeah, we've never that. Like we've never had like a disagreement. Like I don't think we've ever had a disagreement like that.
That makes me wonder, cause like when I'm like friends with somebody and we've never had a disagreement, like are we really like deep friends?
I mean, yeah, that makes sense. I've never thought about it that way because she just knows so much about my life. I already think that she's so much closer to me because like we've like grown up together, right?
Yeah. But I do think about that. Like there are friends who I'm like really close to, but if we've never had a disagreement, then maybe we don't go like
super deep
enough.
Yeah, you know? I get that.
Like maybe you're
That's a good point.
A surface level friend. Because like, you know, like my sisters, I think about my sisters, like we have disagreements all the time,
yeah.
You know? But of course, like, you know, they're sisters, so you would. But I don't know, maybe it's like, maybe it was a surface level friendship.
Maybe. I mean, that's a good point. Like, I have no idea. I don't personally feel like it was a surface level friendship. Maybe it was just like something that's like going on in her life that I'm not aware of.
Yeah.
Because I do think it's probably like a really intense reaction to like what actually happened that night.
Yeah.
But like, we'll see. I guess I'm definitely open to talking to her about it because I still like think that because I've known her for so long, I at least want to have one conversation about it to determine how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Just like maybe even hear her side. But if she's not willing to meet me halfway and like give me what I want and then like maybe help me understand what she needs from a friendship, then of course it's not gonna work.
Yeah, it's
but
just
I do think like it's worth giving it a chance.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess we'll see. Maybe we'll have a part two.
Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. I have no idea. If she watches this, I don't know if there'll be a part two. Maybe it'll trigger her all over again. I don't know.
Might see a bad review on Spotify.
Who knows? Who knows?
Well, okay, so friendship breakups, they happen. I think they're just a part of life.
Yes.
We've both had different experiences.
Yeah, where, and it's like, weird that it's happened in our adult life, too. Like, thankfully, I haven't, you know, like, yeah, there have been people that have been phased out in my life, like, naturally, but it's not been, like, a, you know, very specific situation. So it's been kind of, like, very interesting for me.
And honestly, I feel like when people leave you, it opens the door for, like, really new relationships. So.
I agree. And I do think it's made me more like appreciate the friendships I have now more than ever.
Yeah. And I used to be like a no new friends kind of girl. But honestly, at this point in my life, like I'm open to it.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm
it's also hard to make friends as an adult, don't you think? Like deep friends.
Yeah.
Because you don't have the time. That's the issue.
It's hard. But I think like if you try and like make an effort, it can happen.
Yeah, but if like both people are married, they have kids, they have a job,
It's hard.
It's really hard. But I think that's why you also value your friends who you've known for so long.
Yeah.
Because like that kind of time when you were completely like had zero responsibility and all you were doing is getting shit faced like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like that bond is really hard to create as an adult.
That shit-faced bond?
Yeah, that shit-faced bond, exactly. That's just my opinion. I don't know, my unpopular opinion, I guess, but it's, I feel it to be very true as I'm getting older that as an adult, it's just really hard to make, not that it's impossible, but that it is pretty hard to make very deep connections that way.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree. But it takes a lot of effort. Like we have a lot of friends effort that we've said, let's try to get together once a month.
Yeah. You know? We were trying to get together with our group of friends from Dallas for like 2 years.
Yeah, we finally did it.
We never gave up.
We never gave up.
That's what you have to do as an adult.
Never give up. Unless they ghost you.
Yeah, basically.
All right. Well, friendship breakups. Thanks so much for tuning in. Be sure to like, rate, subscribe, you know.
All the things. And if you have some unpopular opinions or you want to just like write in the comments if you had a friendship breakup and how it's made you feel, feel free. Maybe we can do like a live discussion on this because that's actually a pretty interesting topic that I think a lot of people would have stories or could relate to.
Yeah.
So we'll see you guys next Sunday.
See you next Sunday.